USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying he doesn't believe law enforcement in America is systematically racist.
There's racism in the United States still, but I don't think that the law enforcement system is systemically racist.
Barr speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation, also saying he understands the distrust that African Americans have in law enforcement. The storm Cristobal is now a tropical depression, but still slamming into the corner of southwest Mississippi with very heavy rains, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast on Sunday, and it's expected to move across Arkansas and Missouri later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll just out this morning finds that 80% of Americans surveyed feel that things are out of control in America. An overwhelming number of Democrats agree at 92%. 78% of independents said it's out of control. 66% of Republicans say things are out of control in the country as well. Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Railway officials are investigating a train wreck in southeast Georgia. 7 cars of a CSX train derailed over the weekend, and hazmat crews had to be called out to clean up hydrogen peroxide that spilled from 2 of those cars. Around 100 residents from 30 homes in the nearby area were evacuated until the scene was secure. There's no word yet on what caused the crash, but no injuries were reported. If you live in the West and you've recently ordered something from Amazon, get ready. It could take a while longer than expected to get your package. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A large fire has destroyed a 600,000-square-foot Amazon distribution center in Southern California. The fire broke out early Friday while 100 people were working inside the warehouse in the Redlands. A city spokesman said all of the people got out of the building safely. The large blaze caused officials to temporarily shut down nearby Interstate 10. Firefighters brought the blaze under control, but they expect the building to smolder for days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a report that Elmer Fudd will no longer be seen carrying a gun in the new Looney Tunes cartoon show. The Warner Brothers animation series debuted on HBO Max on May 27th. They say that it's a response to a concern about U.S. gun violence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.